Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio? Okay, so we have a he said in the NFL, and the curious case of Marcus Freeman getting the head coaching job in Notre Dame. Which you want to start with? I'm going to start with this Antonio Brown story. So Antonio Brown, the league and the players union found that Antonio Brown was among three players to misrepresent their vaccination status. A former personal chef of Brown said earlier this month that the wide receiver had obtained a fake COVID-19 vaccination card over the summer. Also suspended for 3 games were Buccaneers backup safety Mike Edwards and free agent wide receiver John Franklin III, whom Tampa Bay waived in August. All three players accepted their discipline and will not appeal, according to the NFL. On the other hand, lawyer for Antonio Brown released this statement. Mr. Brown is fully vaccinated, continues to support the vaccine for any person whom it is appropriate. The NFL made its determination, and instead of going through the drawn-out and distracting process of challenging the outcome, Mr. Brown wrapped this up promptly. He will take care most of this time treating an ankle injury, and Mr. Brown will be motivated, well-rested, the best shape of his life when he returns in Week 16. Right. Got it. So, Antonio Brown's lawyer would have you believe that, you know, I could defend my client against these accusations. But look, he's got a bad ankle anyway. We wanted to see him wrapped up. So we'll take your suspension. And week 16, he's going to be back. He's a bigger, stronger, tougher, best shape of his life. Right? Right. Because when somebody accuses you of fraud, your defense is the punishment wasn't that bad. I was going to miss games anyway. You know what? Keep the money that was coming to me. I'll pay the fine of the money that I was going to be making. Like, that's one of the worst excuses, explanations I've ever heard. You know? I mean, think about if you're falsely identified for speeding. If you get pulled over for speeding, right? And you get like a $400 fine. I mean, speeding tickets are a lot. And it wasn't you, it was somebody. You're driving a black Honda Accord. There's another black Honda Accord that went zipping past you, and the cop misidentified you and pulled you over. And you're like, dude, I'm telling you, I wasn't. Look, we could go to the whole get the dash cam footage and make sure and show you that the license plates don't match up. We could go to the overhead footage on this, but that would just take too much time. So I'll just take the points of my license and pay the fine and go out. Like, no, nobody believe Dan Byer. You don't believe this Antonio Brown explanation, do you?
It sounds so. Yeah, no, I don't buy it.
Chase Stu.
No, and if you can get me those fish emojis that LeBron used yesterday, something's real fishy about this entire story. And my personal theory is that the NFL doesn't want to look too deep into this. I just have a feeling this is a much more used thing than they're comfortable finding out. If they delve into all these teams, they're going to have a lot of suspensions on their plate. So I think they stopped here and they probably talked Antonio Brown and his lawyer there into accepting it and moving on.
So bad. So you think that this is a far bigger problem than anyone lets on?
I do. And the one personal story that I have is that a good friend of ours, my girlfriend and I, every single day he needs to show a vax card at work. He works in Hollywood, and it's a fake one. So he literally puts his career, his family in jeopardy every day with this vaccination card. And he's like, oh, I know a lot of people who do this. So there's just this culture of people out there that are just faking it. And I can't say that the NFL players aren't doing the same, right?
I don't know. I mean, do I think I told you guys, I got the booster and literally there's nothing. Literally nothing. Felt nothing. I don't understand this thing. Can somebody please explain to me, like, I'm sorry, I don't get it. I just don't. I'm call me that guy. I don't understand why we have a global pandemic. We have complete access to the medicine that the rest of the world wants. And yet we... What is the law? Like, I don't, Antonio Brown, like, what is the, I agree with you there. You're better off not getting the vaccine and just doing the health and safety protocols thing than you are getting the fake vax card. Aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Something doesn't add up with this thing.
Not at all. Not, yes.
Wouldn't it just be, it wouldn't have just been easier for him to just say, I'm not going to get vaccinated. Now, I don't know what the rules are. Again, I don't know if he can't play at all, or he just has to show or get tested weekly, right? And then he could play. Is that what the rule is in the NFL? I'm sorry, I don't know the exact rule.
In what? I'm sorry, give me the.
Can Antonio Brown, could he have just continued to be tested weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why would you lie and then now you're suspended for 3 games? Like, it's not like they told him he couldn't play. Like, just... If you don't want to get vaccinated, I guess you just continue to get tested and then you're ready to play. But now you've lied and now you've been caught and now it's worse when it just could have just been, hey, I'm not going to get vaccinated, but I'll continue to be tested
that's
weekly.
That's what happens anytime you lie, right?
Yeah. It's always worse than it could have been, right?
Yes.
Like if you just would have went along with what was going on, it's not great, but it's better than now you're a liar, now you're being unethical, and now you're hurting your team by being suspended for three games when you just could have been playing every week with just being tested weekly.
By the way, we have some breaking news in college football. If a buyer, I know you're very, very busy, if we want to go, because there's a resignation. Let's get to Dan Beyer and find out what the breaking news is.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Bronco Mendenhall has resigned as the head football coach at Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it because I love Bronco Mendenhall's name.
And so that's why you had me do breaking news so we could say also Virginia. Bronco Mendenhall.
When was the last time Virginia was good in football?
It's been a while, maybe Tiki Barber.
3 years ago, they went to an Orange Bowl under Bronco.
Oh, did they? Okay. That was only 3 years.
But they were like nine and five.
Sean and Herman Moore, you know, about 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a little run there with Al Groh for a bit before that fell in, right? Where they went 9, 8, 8, 7. But they've had double digit wins. Last time they had double digit wins was in 1989. Yikes. And before that, that's the only season they've ever had double-digit wins. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Shouldn't they be Stanford? And I know Stanford, the roof has fallen in this year, but Stanford has been, shouldn't they be better? I don't know.
Well, the ACC is just having an awful year, not only in football, but basketball as well.
Yeah,
it's a rough go for the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Don't tell Danny Cannell. He's coming on with us, and he thinks that he's like, four teams are still ranked. They're awesome. They're only ranked because they're playing each other. Right? Like, Pittsburgh's really the only one with a decent win out of conference. The rest of them do not. I'm just, there's a hill I don't want to die on. Not even close. I mean, I don't know how he's like, when Wake Forest is in, when your first place is Wake Forest and Pitt, like, yeah. That one's tough. All right, let's get back to the fake facts card. Can you, Beyer, do you think this is a league-wide deal where there's lots of guys out there? This is like cheating on your taxes. They catch one guy, but lots of people cheat on their taxes. Do you think there's lots more people cheating on the vax card thing?
I think that there probably are. I don't know if it's a lot more. I don't know if it's a few. Jason went as far as to say that he thinks that there are a lot more. I am not sure. What I do know in saying why I do think that it is out there, but this is a bigger deal, is the Buccaneers seem to be one of the first teams that wanted to tout 100% vaccination. Like, they were one of, like, everybody on the team is. We've got all of our starters back. Everybody is back. And you're wondering in how much it was team-driven that for them to tell their players, hey, we got to get this done, we got to do this, just like maybe any company training that you would do. Your supervisors are saying, hey, you guys got to get this done, and so maybe guys just fly through it or look for an easy way out or look to do something different. And heck, there are three players here that did it. So I wonder if, because the Buccaneers were putting so much pressure maybe to try to get that rate and to go out and say, hey, we're 100% vaccinated, that maybe it pushed these guys to go this route instead.
Yeah, I think that whole thing is funny. Just the, well, we get fully vaccinated, guys, fully vaccinated. Like, just, it almost feels like, and I think this is what you're sort of getting at, and I think Jay Stu is definitely getting at, is they tried to do the, these are not the droids you're looking for. Right? These are not the droids you're looking for. Oh, you know what I remembered? You've never seen the Star Wars trilogy.
Well, I did when I was like 8, but I haven't seen like Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi or Star Wars in probably 30 years.
Ramos, does the "these aren't the droids you're looking for" reference work?
It does. Yeah, it's the old Jedi mind trick. That's correct.
Jedi mind trick. It only works on people with weak minds, though, Beyer, so it doesn't work on you.
That is true, by the way.
In your face, droids.
No, it's on human. Never mind. Jay Stu, do you like "these aren't the droids you're looking for"?
I always like that reference. Yeah, move on.
Yeah, move on. These aren't the droids you're looking for. That's basically what you're saying, Byron, which is like, they're like, we need 100% vaccination. Like, oh, guess what? We got 100% vaccination. Really good. You're done. Okay, not worry about it. Moving on. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Meanwhile, they were exactly the droids they were looking for. That's the thing about these aren't the droids you're looking for. They're the exact droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for. Move on.
The Buccaneers, by the way, not fined at all because they worked with the NFL on the investigation. Just seems that I just think that the Buccaneers were just trying to get on their players' cases, and they were probably like, all right, well, let's just do this and get it over with.
Yes, and I'm sure, and like I would understand. It's you know, like at some point you go like, whatever. Now I'm like, I've been tested. I haven't been tested. I've been through it. I got this fake vax card. Like, let's just roll with it. Get through the season. You know? And so I guess the question becomes, did Antonio Brown initially use a fake vax card and then be like, you know what? I better get vaccinated. Somebody goes like, dude, you got to get vaccinated. Is that a possibility?
I would think, yeah. The thing that I thought is if Antonio Brown wasn't vaccinated, that the NFL then could review the film around the Buccaneers facilities and see if he was following protocols like they did with Green Bay. So at some point, maybe during this investigation, they found out when Antonio Brown actually did get vaccinated. That was my summation of it. That was my guess on how this happened.
Right, that he initially used a fake vax card, then yes. He got vaccinated, and this is the punishment for the initial for initially
that was my
vaccine.
Guess.
It's a good guess. That's a strong guess.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move on.
Stay on target.
It's a trap! You know, Admiral Akbar? It's a trap! No?
No. I just love how it's at the ready. That's what I love.
Feel your best for them, Drive. Want to lose weight? Try. There's so many people. I don't know how it got to this, but Star Wars has become kind of polarizing because they brought it back and you know, and so many people liked it. And then you do have the anti, like kind of like Buyer, right? Where like, dude, I watched Star Wars. I liked it. I was 7 at the time. You know, I'm a grown man now. To me, it's, I don't know. I went to sleep when I was in college. My first year, I had one of those TV VCR combo deals. This is what happened. My dad flew in to watch a football game very early on in the year. And he's like, oh, let's go to, went to Best Buy. And with my dad, it was like, I mean, he was so cheap. He was like, we got a TV VCR combo built in because that was less money than buying a TV and a VCR. Additionally, I got a white one. Like I had a white TV. Why? Because it was less money and open box as well. Which I don't mind open box stuff. I'm not like so snooty I'll open box, but it was like the combination of all the things that you could take to be less money. Then like, do you want the warranty? Like, nope, we're good. We'll take it as is. I don't know. It was like $200 or something. But that thing got tons of use. And I used to go to sleep in college. I put on one of the Star Wars. I also had like Die Hards. I had Goodfellas. I had, you know, some just classic VHS. When I put them on, put in a 30-minute sleep timer and go to bed to the sound. So I can tell you what all Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Empire sound like, because it was for, yeah. John Williams, is that right?
That is correct.
John Williams.
Wait, Maestro.
This has got to get you fired up, doesn't it, Byer? Nothing?
Sure. No,
this
I can appreciate
this. This is an amazing song.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, so what's better, this or Indiana Jones? Same composer. Okay, that one, that's a beautiful part. Right? What's better, this? Thank you, R2. Or Indiana Jones. Do you happen to have Indiana Jones at the ready? Because Indiana Jones is like, that makes any man try it, want to put on a fedora and a leather jacket and then go try and find artifacts, right? Doesn't it?
Huh. Ramos is... You knew it was going to be there.
Right? This is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd go Star Wars.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Was it Small Fry? Is that like?
Yeah, in Temple of Doom.
Oh, Temple of Doom was bad.
Not the best one, yeah.
No. Kind of had a little Jar Jar Binks feel to it. All right, so Ramos, which do you pick? Indiana Jones or Star Wars?
Wow, come on. I mean, that's not even, it's not even close.
No, no, I'm not talking about in terms of the trilogy. I'm just talking about the theme song.
They're both iconic, but I think Star Wars is more iconic than Indiana Jones. But yeah, I mean,
Jay Stu?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Star Wars is my favorite. And that, I mean, the opening credits, I guess there's been 9 of them now, so maybe it's gotten a little tired. But the opening credits of the original trilogy, that's what it reminds me of, right? Even though it's been a theme for a lot of things and during the movie and whatnot, but the opening credits just kind of get your juices flowing, you know?
The crawl, as we call it.
Episode four, A New Hope? Is that what the opening credits are?
Yeah.
I just, the creativity of starting at episode four, I think just only... No, I'm serious. Like, did I miss the other three? Like, no, that's just kind of how they did it.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Danny Cannell, former Florida State star, and of course, playing the National Football League as well. He joins us on behalf of Bet Online. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. DK, are you really going to try and tell the world the ACC is a good league right now in football?
Now, so you got to realize, Doug, everybody got to start off like this, first of all. Like, it's good to catch up with you. We're, like, getting along, like, been a minute. Somebody has to try to prop up the ACC, but it is a tough job to do. Like, it is a Herculean task. It is not very good. They are not worthy of the playoff. They've been exposed without Clemson to be very similar to the Pac-12. But I've always tried to say, yes, the SEC and the Big Ten are the best, and the ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12 aren't that far away. So that's my point. I like to poke and prod out there on social media.
Yeah, this is just not the year. What happened to Clemson?
I think what happened is DJ Uiagalelei wasn't as good as we thought. You know, I mean, I hate to put it on one person, but he really struggled early on. And I think the expectations were just too big. And it wasn't the only one. It's Spencer Rattler, we saw play a whole year, and all of a sudden he loses his job. But the expectation was for DJ Uiagalelei just to be the next Deshaun Watson, the next Trevor Lawrence. I think that was a crazy assumption to make, and we all just took it for granted, just assuming that we would see a quarterback step in and light it up. Then you have an offensive line that's getting broken in, and, you know, I think you just saw a quarterback who was struggling, and it didn't – unlike Oklahoma, who had Caleb Williams to turn to, Clemson didn't really have a backup option for DJ, so they were stuck with him, and they had to play through it. And the good news is, like, they still did – fight for Dabo. It really was pretty impressive that they're going to finish in the top 25. They had some big wins. They finished strong. Yeah, they had three losses, but I don't think they're going anyway. But I think it was just DJ Uiagalelei's young. He'll be fine in the long run. I just saw you thought him had a typical freshman season.
I would agree with that. I think the sneaky part to the ACC, and this is where it is like the Pac-12, is the other brand names are just a mess, right? Like, Miami can't decide what they're going to do at coach. Florida State, you know, it's been how many years of them being dormant since, you know, Jameis won the national championship. And Virginia Tech just fired their coach as well. Like, those are three massive, massive names in college football. It shouldn't be all on Clemson, right? Just like the Pac-12 shouldn't be all on USC. Cal being bad, Stanford being bad, Washington being bad, Arizona State being average. Like, all of these things are actually bigger than the biggest dog, you know, in the pack being down for you.
Yes, agreed. And the problem is, what happens is the perception of the league changes when it's not one of the best teams out there that's playing great. And so, if Clemson's not good, let's say, because we've seen Duke play for ACC championship games. We've seen Georgia Tech play for the ACC championship game. And in the Pac-12, we've seen Arizona play for it. And what happens is, and the narrative becomes, oh, well, if Duke's playing for the ACC championship, the ACC must be awful. And same thing that happens in the Pac-12. If it's not Oregon or USC or UCLA or Washington, it's like, oh, the Pac-12 must be. Even Utah, like, there's still a narrative around Utah. Well, they haven't been around that long. And it's just, it's kind of a perception problem, because there's good teams. Those are good teams, but because they don't flood the five-star rankings, they're not top recruited, they don't have a ton of NFL draft picks on them, the narrative comes, oh, well, the whole league must be down. And I'll give you an example. For the SEC, they spin things better than everybody. when Ole Miss and Mississippi State were both in the top five, it wasn't, oh, Alabama must be down or Georgia must be down or these other teams, LSU must be down. It was, oh, what a great story. What a great league. These teams must be unbelievable. And that's the job. And I give the SEC a ton of credit for it because they've always owned the marketing message, done a tremendous job saying we're the best. We have the most national championships. We have the most NFL players. And they just kind of sell it. And so whatever you say over and over becomes true. And they start saying we're head and shoulders above everybody else. Everybody just starts to believe it. And guess what else has been said the last 5 years? The Pac-12 isn't any good. The ACC is only Clemson. And so then it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that hopefully we turn the corner on quickly because the Big Ten and SEC are starting to pull away from the other three Power Five conferences.
Okay. What do you think of Lincoln Riley to USC?
So I really like it, but I love Sark. You know, I love Steve Sarkisian to Texas, and that didn't work out great. I do think it'll be different for Lincoln Riley because I think, you know, you can say all you want. I know Oklahoma fans are upset that he left them when he did, and there was all this talk. He's hit the ground running. You've already seen 6 decommits from Oklahoma, you know, that are probably going to consider USC and probably consider going with Lincoln Riley. Caleb Williams, keep an eye on the quarterback there. You know, I think there's a really good possibility that he goes with Lincoln Riley to L.A. and it's a quarterback for the Trojans next year. And he had a pretty good year for his first year starting. He's an electric player that salvaged Oklahoma's season. It's all about talent acquisition, Doug. That's what I look at. And I do think he'll crush it on the recruiting trail. He's going to bring his defensive coordinator, who's been, great. And I think the other thing is that the Pac-12 is gettable. Oregon's, you know, are they the best team in the Pac-12? They were supposed to be, and that Utah blew them out. So, I think USC should be a pretty quick turnaround for Lincoln Riley, assuming he can get the guys that he needs, the 4 and 5 stars, if he can start owning California, keeping them from going out of state to Texas A&M and Bama and Georgia and leaving the state to go across the country. It should be a quick turnaround because we all know what he can do with an offense. We know he's going to light it up with whatever quarterback. The system works, but now he's got to get the talent to match what he had at Oklahoma and match what those other big power players are having across the country.
Brian Kelly to LSU, does it work?
I think so. So here's what my take on Brian Kelly was. I think he felt like he was tapped out, like he had done everything he could do with the resources he was given. And when I say resources, I'm not talking about the field or, you know, the fan base. I'm talking about the players he could get into Notre Dame, because Notre Dame prides themselves in being, you know, elite, academic, character, you know, then football. And so there's some players that I'm sure Brian Kelly took to the administration and said, hey, I want this guy. Or give him a list of 10 and said, can I get these 10 players in? And Notre Dame might have said, well, we'll get these 1 or 2. He's going to take the same list to LSU and he'll give him 20. Can I get these 20 in? And LSU will say, yep, all 20. You know, which ones don't you like? You take whatever ones you want. It's your pick, coach. So, the restrictions are off. He can get every player that he wants in there. He can dominate the staff. I do think the coordinator hires are going to be critical. So, I need to see who he brings with him, because Marcus Freeman, you know, now is the head coach at Notre Dame. Tommy Reese, the coordinator, staying behind. It's going to be integral to me that he gets coordinators that can coach and can handle the X and O's, because Brian Kelly has been a figurehead. He's been a guy that manages, delegates. But I do think what LSU needs is a structure and needs that leader to come in, because let's be honest, I mean, Ed Ogeron's a little bit of a wild card, right? It's probably why he's not the head coach there anymore. And he lost the team somewhat, and it's all fun when you're winning and you got Joe Burrow, you know, throwing for 60 touchdowns, but you see how fast it can come apart. They need some structure and somebody that's going to hold players accountable and have some discipline. And I think Brian Kelly will bring that to the table. I do worry about personality fit. He's a unique character. He's from, you know, he's a son of a politician from Massachusetts. It's not what they're used to in Baton Rouge, but Nick Saban wasn't a great fit for the South either. As long as you win, it'll be fine. But I do wonder if it gets off to a bumpy start, if it can get sideways quick. Ultimately, though, to answer your question, long-winded way, I think it's a really good hire. The resume is perfect, and I think with the talent that he can bring in there and his track record of success, the players will buy in eventually. They'll weed out some players that don't buy in, but eventually I think it will work.
It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Danny Cannell. DK, let's dive into the NFL. What do you do if you're Cleveland with Baker? He's clearly struggling, not fully healthy, but, you know, I'm sure there's a sense, and, you know, point guard sense is like, look, if you pull me, now you hurt my leadership. You pull him, boy, you run a lot of risk. Like, what do you do if you're Cleveland?
I think you ride it out. I think you ride out the season and maybe even the next year. I think maybe you might have to pick up an option and just and ride it out, because this year's quarterback class, I am so unimpressed with. You know, I mean, I've compared Matt Corral, who's the quarterback at Ole Miss, who's probably the top one or two quarterback to get drafted this year, as like a version of Baker Mayfield, who's a little bit more athletic but not as accurate as a passer at the college level. So, like, you're going to take a risk on another quarterback, Kenny Pickett, who's, you know, he's good, and I think he's probably a second, you know, maybe late first-round pick, or a guy like Carson Strong at Nevada, who's a pure pocket passer, not going to run around much. And I just look at it, and I'm like, you might be better off riding with Baker one more year, seeing if he can turn it around, and then making the decision the following year when there's some better quarterbacks coming out. Maybe you have a chance at Bryce Young at Alabama, you know, who I think is the best, you know, the best prospect we've seen in a few years. So I think they're probably best bet is to ride it out. If you do have to bench him, I do think you go with the injury. Say, let's get him healthy. Let's take care of whatever we have to do injury-wise. Let's get him fully healthy, give him an offseason to recover, give him the one more year, and then decide on the long-term future.
Danny Cannell, our guest in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What's wrong with the Rams?
It's very interesting. The pressure is starting to mount for sure. I don't know. I mean, it's a great question, because Matthew Stafford looked the part of the MVP candidate, Sean McVay, you know, looks like the genius. It's like, here comes the magic. Here come the Rams. They're ready to go. And then on top of that, Les Snead makes the move for Von Miller. They sign OBJ, and it's like, okay, these are the pieces they need. And Les Snead's out there saying, all right, we're all in. Chips are on the table, and they lose three games. And if you dig even deeper on the schedule, they've only beat one team with a current winning record, and that's the Bucks from back in week three. Like, I feel like this team should get it figured out. They have to this weekend versus Jacksonville. But then they got to go on the road to Arizona. They got road games against Minnesota and the Ravens. Like, this team is in jeopardy of missing the playoffs. I do think some of this is, like, I think it's similar to what the Yankees are in baseball. Like, I'm not a believer that you can just buy championships and just bring in the best talent. I'm more of a believer in continuity and team chemistry and, you know, having, like, something special in the locker room. And it feels like the Rams are hired assassins, hired guns. And I in the NFL, it is such a team game, and it's rhythm based and it's feel for one another, which takes time. And also, when you start facing adversity, these guys haven't been to battle together very much. Like, they're in the toughest time of this season. Normally, if you have a Matthew Stafford who's there for, you know, if he was, you know, normally there, he was drafted by them, he's been around 10 years, guys would look at him and say, no big deal. This is the first time these guys are looking at him. I'm sure they're looking at the guy that was in Detroit that couldn't win and saying, man, is he part of the problem? You know, I wonder how this team is going to face adversity with so many big personalities that don't like being the blame put on them. I think it's a very intriguing situation for the Rams. I think they'll make the playoffs as a wild card, but it is no such thing as a lock, which is crazy considering 3 weeks ago they could have been the best team in the NFC.
All right, Danny Cannell joining us, care of Bet Online. All right, you got the college football playoff, Heisman Trophy, conference championship week. You can all bet on those lines. Let's go to Saturday. Baylor, Oklahoma State. My Pokes a 5.5-point favorite. They're already beating Baylor, but now you got to bounce back from finally beating your nemesis in Oklahoma. Who do you like?
I'm worried. I think this is the game with the biggest chance for an upset. But ultimately, I do trust Spencer Sanders. And then, what's crazy is Oklahoma State, the way we think about them is they've been an offensive team, you know, for the past 20 years. You know, Mike Gundy brings an offense. They've had rich tradition of quarterbacks. And yet, they've evolved into this incredible defensive team. Like, I trust their defense more than Baylor's defense. And I trust their running game more than I trust Baylor's game. And I like Spencer Sanders, the first time around, even though – they won this game, he did not have his best game. He had three interceptions, if I remember correctly. I think he cleans that up. Gary Bohannon, the quarterback for Baylor, was injured. I do think he does play. But ultimately, I do think Oklahoma State wins this game. So I'll go ahead and lay the 5.5. I'm a little bit worried about it. But ultimately, I think Oklahoma State will pull away and win this one in the fourth quarter.
Georgia, Bama. Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite.
Nick Saban with 6.5 points. Man, I got to take Nick Saban in the Tide. I know they haven't been great. I know they're coming off a 4-overtime game against Auburn, who's 6-6. But this is a massive hurdle. You know, we talk about nemesis with Oklahoma State getting past Oklahoma. Like, this is a team that Georgia has a mental hurdle, and they're supposed to win this game. Ultimately, I think they do. But I think it could probably be about a field goal. I think it would be a field goal game. The couple teams have played Georgia tough for a half, right? I mean, no one's played them tough. Georgia has not been in a game in the second half that's been competitive. I go back to Clemson, 10-3. Clemson played them tight, and JT Daniels had a pick six. That was the only point that Georgia scored in that game. I think it could be similar to that game. Bryce Young is not going to turn the ball over as many as some of these other quarterbacks have. Bo Nix struggled with turnovers. The Florida quarterback struggled with turnovers and, you know, really handed them the game. It was 3-0, 2 minutes to go in the first half. And then you look up, all of a sudden it was 17-0 because Florida handed them 14 points. Bryce Young, the quarterback at Bama, is not going to do that. So I like the under in this game, and I think it'll be a game in the fourth quarter that Georgia probably wins by a field goal, because I do think they get over that hump, but I don't think it'll be a runaway game.
Cincinnati and Michigan, you think they both win?
I do. You know, we have not seen upsets in conference championship games in the playoff era that impacted the Final Four teams. So I don't think we see the same. So I do think for the first time, we'll see a Group of Five team in Cincinnati in, and I think we'll see Michigan get their opportunity too, because I think Michigan's going to beat Iowa pretty easily in the Big Ten championship game.
DK, you're the best, man. Good catching up. Love doing your show as well. Thanks for joining us.
You're the best, man. Appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
All right, ACC wonk, Danny Cannella. Kid, he takes a joke really well. Lincoln Riley's at it again. What is it? Find out next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time, we got to get you up to all the stories in sports. We do so by getting to the press.
The press.
Dan Byer, what do you got?
Doug, Byer. What a week it's been in college football, and it continues to be quite a week. The stars are falling in the Oklahoma skies. Five stars, and they're falling in the city of Los Angeles because another one is decommitted from Oklahoma. That was running back Relique Brown, who decommitted yesterday. And what do you know, Doug? The five-star running back for the class of 2022 has committed now to play at USC.
La La Land.
So you had Malachi Nelson, the quarterback in the class of 2023, ranked, you know, five-star QB, ranked like second best quarterback in the class, decommitting from Oklahoma and going to USC, and now Relique Brown does.
It's interesting because, I mean, obviously other people saw it coming, but I told people immediately, right?
Right.
Immediately, this is what was happening. It wasn't like it all fit because it wasn't just that USC, that Oklahoma was recruiting well, is that Oklahoma was recruiting well out west, because it's the first time people have been able to get in to Oklahoma. I mean, look, there's still Jake Taylor's big offensive lineman and Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, right? Like, are you going to get a kid from Bishop Gorman to travel all the way to Oklahoma, or are you going to get him to stay here? Other than that, yeah, they've gone and Ray, there's three kids at the same high school, Los Alamitos High School, and I believe all three have decommitted, kind of as I said, they've all decommitted. And now they're all going to USC.
Yeah. Three. Brown at Mater Dei, but
Brown's at Mater Dei.
Yeah, no, that's all right. More news on the Bronco Mendenhall resignation. The Virginia head coach says he is stepping down after their bowl game. The reason? Well, to spend more time with his family. He isn't going to another job. Says that the school had asked him to stay, but he needs to step away after coaching 31 straight years, according to Bronco Mendenhall.
It's over. It's over, Jenny.
Do we buy that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't, maybe just needs a break from everything. But when he left for Virginia, that was kind of unique because he was Utah
BYU
guy. Yeah. But yeah, says that he needs to focus on the family after coaching 31 straight years.
Okay.
I mentioned that Virginia.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how much people understand. Like, it's a. It's an incredible job to be a college football coach in terms of the amount of time you're putting in, because the coaching is only a portion of it, right? It's a very, very small portion of it.
Right.
Action Network reports that there's going to be a new bowl game in Texas, and they're developing it soon, so all 84 schools will be bowl eligible will have a bowl game to play in. Otherwise, two of the schools would have had to have been left out, but now they're just going to make up a game in Texas. That's according to the Action Network.
There have been other years where they haven't had enough bowl eligible teams, right? This is the opposite.
Correct. Now they're going to have right on the number. That is correct. They're going to make it a nice tidy fit. The Athletic says that Pelicans forward Zion Williamson had a minor setback in his rehab following his broken foot. It's a foot injury. He's expected to return to full rehab in about a week.
That's bad. This is the second setback he's had during his rehab process.
Setback for Zion. Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown.
Setback. Setback. Sit back. Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown was suspended 3 games for misrepresenting his vaccination status, violating the NFL's COVID protocols. I can't wait for the more of the McLovin ID tweets that we're going to see. This was Antonio Brown's fake vax card.
Dang, I had that tweet like a month ago. My bad.
I'm sorry, Doug. I meant seriously. I can't wait for them. No, I'm looking forward to
it. Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
That's fascinating stuff. All right, enjoy Thursday Night Football. We've given you our picks. We all think the Cowboys win. Just a question by how much? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.